Have you ever, just sat there and imagined controlling all your devices with just your eyes? Well, get ready to have your mind blown because we're diving headfirst into the world of eye-based interaction today.
Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff.
It really is.
We're looking at some really cutting-edge research out of the Augmented Humans International Conference.
Okay.
They're doing some fascinating work with a new device that can actually interpret your eye movements, and it's all contained within like a normal-looking pair of glasses.
So no more clunky headsets or anything like that.
Nope.
That's a huge plus in my book. But how do they even begin to fit all that tech into something you wear on your face?
It's actually pretty amazing. The glasses are embedded with, get this, 16 optical sensors.
That's 16. And they're incredibly tiny. Really inexpensive to produce too, which is always a bonus. These sensors are so sensitive that they can pick up on even the smallest skin deformations around your eyes.
So even if I slightly raise an eyebrow, it's picking that up.
Exactly.
Wow.
All just for moving your eyes or even changing your facial expressions.
That's both amazing and honestly a little creepy.
Yeah.
In a cool way, of course.
Yeah.
But what are the researchers hoping to achieve with this tech? Where do they even begin?
Well, their main goal is to explore how these subtle eye movements can be used for what they call explicit and implicit interaction. Explicit interaction is, think of it like giving commands, like you could wink to pause a video, that sort of thing.
Oh,
Ooh,
okay.
things like that.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That'll be so helpful for so many things.
Like for people with mobility impairments or even just, if your hands are full and you really need to skip to the next song.
Absolutely. And the initial results are really encouraging. They've tested seven distinct eye gestures.
Okay.
And with a bit of personalized training, they've managed to get the system's accuracy rate up to over 89%.
Wow, that's really high.
It is.
Especially considering how many different facial expressions we make, Like, it works. Even if I'm skeptical of what I'm watching, I can still wink to pause it.
That's the idea. That's right.
That's incredible. But you also mentioned something called implicit interaction. What is that?
So implicit interaction is less about deliberate commands and more about understanding what you're doing naturally.
Wow.
To study this, the researchers did this really interesting feasibility study. It centered around reading detection, and they had a participant read a bunch of jokes while wearing the device.
Jokes. Well, I guess everybody needs a good laugh.
Of course.
Even in the name of science, right? But seriously, what can you learn from someone reading
Well,
jokes?
the device was tracking everything, eye movements, blinks, even those subtle facial expressions we talked about earlier,
Okay.
all while they were reading.
Got it.
This kind of data, those subconscious reactions, it's really valuable. It helps researchers understand things like engagement and comprehension.
So it's not just about controlling devices, is it? It's about understanding how we interact with information in a much deeper way.
Exactly.
What are some of the practical applications they're exploring beyond just, reading detection?
One area they're really interested in is eye tracking, basically figuring out where you're looking on a screen.
Okay.
Now, this technology isn't as precise as dedicated eye tracking systems just yet.
Sure.
It's still early stages,
Right.
but it shows a lot of promise.
Yeah. So maybe not replacing the mouse just yet, but I could see it being incredibly useful for things like assistive
Yeah.
technologies, where it's more about the general area of gaze rather than pinpointing the exact spot, right?
Got it. And because the device is so small and relatively inexpensive to make, it could potentially make assistive tech accessible to way more people.
That's fantastic. But, and I think this goes without saying, with any new technology, especially one this powerful, there are some pretty significant ethical questions to consider, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And the researchers know this. They know that our eyes can reveal a lot about us, sometimes even when we don't want them to.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like they say, our eyes are the windows to our soul and all that.
That's right.
Okay, so before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's dive into some of those ethical considerations a bit deeper.
Sure.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
So before we went to break, we were talking about this device that can track and interpret our eye movements and some of the ethical implications surrounding a device like that. I don't know about you, but it's pretty wild to think about.
It really is. It's a bit of a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you have all these incredible potential benefits, especially in areas like assistive tech
Right.
and human-computer interaction. But then, yeah, there are those privacy concerns that we definitely can't ignore. Exactly. We were just talking about how our eyes can be kind of a dead giveaway when it comes to our attention, even our emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just imagine what this could mean for things like targeted advertising.
Oh, yeah.
If marketers could actually track not only what we click on, but also, like, how long our eyes linger on something,
mm-hmm.
what piques our interest, even if it's just for a split second.
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
A lot of people are bringing that up. And the researchers, to their credit, they address it in their paper.
Yeah.
They emphasize how crucial it is to have clear consent protocols.
Okay, good.
And strong data encryption. We need to safeguard user privacy.
Of course.
They're really advocating for that user-centric approach.
Yeah.
Individuals have control. They decide how their data is collected, how it's stored, and how it's used.
Yes. That user-centric approach is so important here. We really don't want to find ourselves in a situation where our every glance is being, like, analyzed and exploited.
Right.
That's getting a little too big brother for me.
Yeah. And it goes beyond just data privacy.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to think about the potential for bias when it comes to the algorithms that are driving these devices.
Oh, that's a good point.
If the data that the algorithms are trained on isn't diverse enough, you could end up with systems that are inaccurate or even discriminatory towards certain groups of people.
Absolutely. We've seen this happen with facial recognition technology. We definitely don't want to be repeating those same mistakes.
Exactly.
It's about ensuring that everyone has equitable access, equitable benefits.
Yes. And the researchers do acknowledge that limitation in their study.
Yeah.
They used a relatively small group of participants for their initial trials.
Got it.
And they were a pretty homogenous group. So they know that for this technology to really work, they need those larger, more diverse data sets to train it properly.
Well, that's good. It sounds like they are approaching it responsibly. But, you know, besides the ethical concerns, were there any other challenges that they encountered in their research? We touched on accuracy earlier, but what about things like different lighting conditions?
Mm-hmm.
Or even just the fact that everyone's eyes are different?
Yeah, for sure. Those are all things they're actively working on. Bright light, for example, it can mess with the sensors. And that can lead to inaccurate readings.
That makes sense.
And then, yeah, like you said, everyone's eyes are different. We blink differently. We move our eyes differently. Even the size of our pupils can change depending on the situation.
Right.
So all those variations have to be considered when you're designing algorithms that need to work reliably for a lot of different people.
Yeah, that's quite a challenge. It's interesting, though, you know, we've been talking a lot about the potential applications for all this, but we haven't really even touched on what this technology could mean for research itself.
Oh, that's a great point. And it's an area that has a lot of researchers excited.
Yeah.
Because the ability to track eye movements in such detail in real time, it opens up all these new doors for understanding how we think, how we behave.
It's like having a direct line to the human brain. That's incredible.
It really is.
So instead of relying on, like, self-reported data or setting up these really controlled lab environments, researchers could potentially get much more detailed, objective information about how people are processing information, how they're making decisions,
exactly,
how they're interacting with everything around them.
Think about the possibilities for fields like psychology, education, even economics.
Wow.
We could study how students learn, how consumers make purchasing decisions, even how people navigate those, you know, awkward social situations.
Yeah, those are always fun.
And it's all thanks to eye tracking.
That's amazing. You mentioned that reading detection study earlier. What were some of the key findings from that?
Well, apart from the fact that the device was incredibly accurate at tracking eye movements and facial expressions during reading, one of the things that stood out to the researchers was that they could even pick up on these super subtle eye movements called backward saccades.
Backward saccades? I've never even heard of those. What are they?
So backward saccades, they're those really quick, almost unconscious movements our eyes make when we glance back at something we just read, maybe to double check something.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, like when you're reading and you completely zone out for a sentence and you have to go back and reread it.
All the time. We've all been there.
Backward saccades. I've never even heard of those. What are they?
So backward saccades, they're those really quick, almost unconscious movements our eyes make when we glance back at something we just read, maybe to double check something.
Okay. Or, you know, like when you're reading and you completely zone out for a sentence and you have to go back and reread it.
Oh, all the time.
We've all been there. These backward saccades, as subtle as they are, can actually provide valuable insights into our cognitive processes, like how well we're understanding what we're reading.
So even those tiny involuntary eye movements can reveal a lot about how our brains are processing information.
That's fascinating. Do the researchers offer any thoughts on what else we might learn from these backward saccades?
They believe that by analyzing the frequency and duration of these backward saccades, along with other eye tracking data, they might be able to develop algorithms that can assess reading comprehension in real time. Imagine the possibilities for personalized education. It's incredible to think that we could one day have educational tools that can adapt to a student's needs based on something as subtle as their eye movements. It could be revolutionary for learners who struggle with traditional teaching methods.
You know, Lise, and it's not just about identifying students who might be struggling. It could also be used to challenge students who are grasping the material quickly, providing them with more advanced content and preventing boredom.
It sounds like this technology has the potential to truly personalize the learning experience, catering to each student's unique needs and abilities. That's pretty remarkable.
It really is. But as with any new technology, there are hurdles to overcome. We've already discussed some of the ethical considerations and the need for robust privacy safeguards. And from a technical standpoint, there's still work to be done in accounting for individual variations in eye physiology and ambient light conditions.
It's a good reminder that even the most groundbreaking technology is only as good as the people developing it and the ethical frameworks guiding its application.
I couldn't agree more. As researchers continue to refine this technology, it's crucial that we have open and honest conversations about its potential benefits and risks. It's about ensuring that these advancements ultimately serve humanity, not the other way around.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of eye-based interaction, what are your final thoughts for our listeners? What should they take away from this exploration?
I think the biggest takeaway is that we're on the cusp of a paradigm shift in how we interact with technology. Eye-tracking technology has the potential to revolutionize everything, from assistive technology in healthcare to education and entertainment. But it's up to all of us to ensure that these advancements are developed and deployed responsibly, ethically, and for the benefit of all.
It's an exciting and somewhat daunting prospect, wouldn't you say? The future is looking at us, and we've got some big decisions to make about how we want to look back. This has been an incredibly thought-provoking conversation. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
My pleasure. It's always a pleasure to discuss these fascinating advancements.
And to our listeners, thank you for lending us your ears. Until next time, keep those peepers peeled for the incredible world unfolding before your very eyes.